Welcome to the 11 o'clock worship hour at the Hayward Seventh-day Adventist Church in Hayward, California. It is a multicultural Adventist church that is worshiping God under the banner of the three angels' messages, including the fourth angel's message of the gospel, which God wants to be proclaimed to all of the world, that came in a special way in the 1888 message that God gave this people in the Minneapolis Conference. It's a message of righteousness by faith, a unique understanding of justification by faith, including the uplifted Savior on the cross who forgives us of our sins, who died for us, and who is now serving as our high priest to minister his cleansing power in order that we may be prepared for Jesus' second coming. So we welcome you to this hour of worship. The Lord Jesus invites us to his table today to remember his sacrifice for us. And he does it in the setting of a table of food and emblems. And the Lord, when he puts out a table, a spread, it's always tasty and good, isn't it? Plan of salvation gets better and better. The good news does. And though this is a solemn occasion, we remember the Lord's death until he come, because there is yet a great feast to take place when we come in as guests into the wedding, right? And then you'll receive not just a little piece of bread and a little cup of juice, but you're going to have all of the gourmet food of heaven served to you, and the waiter, the server, will be Jesus, huh? And he will confess our name before the Father. Imagine that Jesus knows you by name. And he won't need a card on the table to remind him. He will come up to you and he'll call you by name as he confesses your name before the Father. There's no other beautiful word in all of the human language than your name. And Jesus knows it. And he loves you. And he wants you as part of his kingdom. He died so that you could be there and be a guest at his wedding. Let's take our hymnal, shall we, as we enter into this service and sing the first stanza of Deeper Yet, number 302. Number 302. You may remain seated while we sing.
To invite you to turn to Hebrew chapter 10, verses 4 to 7. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 4 to 7. Because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings, you were not pleased. Then I said, 'Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God.'" Amen. I'd like to invite everyone to kneel to pray. Lord in heaven, What a privilege for all of us to be here, to participate in this ordinance of humility and communion as family, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this privilege to be around your table. Lord, as we partake of the bread, a symbol of the body of Christ broken down, to pay for all our sins. We pray, Lord, that you bless us with your Holy Spirit. We want to follow you, Lord. We want to be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
On that solemn occasion, Jesus said to each one of his followers, "Take, eat.
Bible still. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." God bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, the Sabbath, which is given to us, in which we can come here to worship you. And as Jesus did the night before he was betrayed, he had communion, and he advised us to do likewise. And so we are doing what Christ advised us to do. And so we pay reference here to the contents of the cup. The cup with contents which represents Christ's blood, which was shed for us. And so as to redeem our sins, and as we need blood all the time to keep us going. So we pray, Father Lord, that as we take the contents of this cup, as we drink, it would always, we always remember Christ, whose blood shed for us, and which would keep us, Father Lord, in your stead. Let you remember us, forgive us our sins, and Father Lord, we walk with you throughout until your Son come for us. This we ask in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Closely connected with John 3:16 is this interesting passage, verse 17. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. God doesn't want to condemn anybody. Text says, but that the world through him might be saved. And that is God's plan, that the world through him might be saved. God desires to save the whole world if they will not stop him. Unfortunately, not all will allow him to save them, but that's his purpose. Jesus continued, "He who believes in him is not condemned. Therefore, we say, the judgment is good news. He who believes in him is not condemned. Therefore, there's no need for us to be afraid of the investigative judgment." The Heavenly Father wants us to be included. He wants us to have the assurance of salvation. I've heard it said sometimes that there are poor Adventist children who cry themselves to sleep at night because they're afraid that when their name may come up in the investigative judgment, that they will not be ready that they haven't done enough to remove sins from their lives. And they have this idea that God is like a school teacher who doesn't care if they get a pass or a fail grade. So what? As though God is taunting them to try to live as best they can. The truth of the matter is, God is our loving Heavenly Father who wants us above everything else to be saved. Jesus says, he who does not believe is condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. And what is that light? That light is Jesus. And that light is the gift of salvation. Jesus continues, but men loved, that is, chose darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They chose to believe and reject the light and to believe in the darkness, and the consequence was their deeds, their works were bad. So the investigative judgment is good news for everyone who is willing to humble his heart and to believe how good the good news is. Dear heart, do you believe with the modicum of faith Jesus has given to you? Then be of good cheer. Christ has overcome the world. He imparts his gift to you. Don't stop him from doing his work in your heart. Jesus said, drink ye all of it. Well, the next time you take something to drink in a cup, you won't forget, will you? That every fluid that comes to you, that is God has blessed for your nourishment and strength, comes by virtue of the cross, by virtue of his blood. So give thanks for every good thing that he has provided for your creation and recreation. Well, let's remember the second coming. This is all to prepare us for his return. Shall we sing of that glad day in hymn number 200, The Lord is Coming, hymn number 200.
Of Jubilee, the herald note of Jubilee.
forth from east to west, from south to north, spread on speed on the tidings glad that none who love him may be sad. The Lord is coming, let this be the herald note of jubilee, the herald note of jubilee. The Lord is coming swift and sure, and all his judgments come. And none can hope to escape his wrath who walk not in the narrow path. The Lord is coming, let this be the herald note of jubilee, the herald note of jubilee. This earth with her 10,000 wrongs will soon be turned to nobler songs. Our praise shall then in realms of light with all his universe unite. Herald note of jubilee, the herald note of jubilee. I don't know about you, but I'm just having a good time. How about you? I feel clean. And the Lord has cleansed us. I feel like after I've been out working all day painting the house and came in and got a shower, and now I'm refreshed. Yeah. That the Lord has cleaned us of all of our sins. And that is the feeling that we have in this Day of Atonement. As we confess our sins and repent, then the Lord cleans us up. And we're ready for him to come. We're going to be receiving an offering here at the door for family assistance as you depart. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your immediate presence with us just now. We have sensed it so closely, and the reassurance of your word that we cannot go forth without a rejoicing in our heart and thankfulness for all of your blessings. And we know your presence goes with us. Through the Savior's name we pray. Amen. You may also ask questions through my email address, which is penno@sbcglobal.net. You're most welcome to contact us, and we're praying for you that God will give you a rich blessing this coming week. Goodbye for now.